The following is an encore presentation of CKRZ.
Our radio.
Our way.
Our CKRZ.
The comments heard on the following presentation are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Sonics Incorporated or CKRZ-FM. Woohoo! It's Friday. Not that that really matters for those of us that have been staying at home, because one day kind of just runs into the next. But it being Friday, it also means we have our update to provide to you from Six Nations Elected Council. And we'd like to welcome Chief Mark Hill in the house.
Yes. Good morning. How are you?
Staying on the right side of the dirt, I'm happy to say. When you have your health, you have everything, I'll tell you.
I agree.
Yes. So some very good things taking place this week, eh?
Yes, yeah. So I'm here to provide just a quick update on a couple items. One first being an update on just discussions that we're having on how to better support our businesses during this time. And the other one is obviously, as you know, bread and cheese is up and coming this Monday. So I'm going to provide just an update on that. But before I do, I just wanted to say good morning and say go, and I hope this message and update finds everyone healthy and safe at home. I also want to thank Councillor Nathan Wright for providing the update for me last week. So again, I wanted to just really, I'll touch base first and foremost on just the process and the conversations that we've been having with both the provincial and federal governments regarding our businesses and support, how we can best support our businesses during this time. As you may be aware, there was an announcement from the federal government that had announced that funding was coming down for Indigenous businesses across this country. And unfortunately, you know, what we've been doing and working with is to try to work on the criteria of what how a business can apply for those funds. It's obviously been looked, and I know it's in the community as already, in terms of it would be administered by Two Rivers. But the problem that we're seeing is that through the Aboriginal finance institutions, that you have to be a client of that, and majority of our businesses aren't. And so, you know, what we're seeing is that they don't meet that criteria, which in return means that they're not going to be fully supported. So we've been making those headways, both with the provincial and federal governments, just on looking at those criteria changes and how to best support those funds. But I think, you know, what we need to continue to do in terms of the advocacy, we've worked in partnership with both with Two Rivers Development as well as our Economic Development Corporation to develop a business stimulus package. And that has since been complete and forwarded on to the federal government. It's specific business stimulus to Six Nations, again, in how we could best advocate for our businesses during this time. Again, what we also want to talk with, and it's going to be forthcoming this upcoming Tuesday at our general finance meeting, in regards to how can we support businesses in the now. We know and understand, you know, the impacts that COVID-19 has had on our community and our business community. And, you know, we understand and realize the frustration as well with our business owners. And so, you know, we want to really be able to advocate, you know, as best as we can. As you've heard from our previous updates, you know, we've been best advocating for our students in terms of the iPads and things like that, getting back to the educational piece for that. You know, we've looked to, again, making sure that we're consistently checking in on our elders as much as we can as well. In addition to that, you know, we need to also look to our how we're supporting our businesses and business community. So again, you know, we'll be having a forthcoming update next week just on those conversations that come out of general finance in regards to what we can be doing to help businesses in the now. You know, we don't want to make it as a strenuous application process. You know, we want to make things as simplified as possible, given that there's already so much confusion and frustration out there. You know, our goal is to make it as simplified as best as we can. So again, you know, I want to really reiterate the fact that, you know, we've completed our stimulus package to the federal government. And again, you know, we're going to continue to advocate as best as we can on their behalf. And again, you know, what we're saying and doing is, like, you know, we realize and understand, like, just even, you know, it's not just we realize and understand the importance of our industries here, our tobacco industry being one of those. But again, it's a businesses across the board that we need to assist and help. And again, we'll be having forthcoming more details specific into the now and how we can help in terms of a potential setup of an emergency fund to be able for our small businesses to be able to apply for. And again, so that it would be specific to Six Nations. So we're doing our best as diligent as we can. You know, we're working around the clock. Conversations are happening on the daily and weekly, again, still with both the provincial and federal governments. And again, I just want to reiterate the fact that, you know, even with what we're trying to do, in a sense of what our phases look like up to the reopening of the economy, obviously, you know, the last thing that we want is an influx of traffic. So we have to be very methodical. We have to be very strategic as to what those phases look like and the details of each phase. I think the most important piece is going to be the timeline that's attached to each phases. Again, we're still in those conversations, kind of looking to those details again. We want to be able to work with businesses, you know, in terms of looking to set in the health and safety measures that need to be in place. Obviously, you know, businesses that have already been deemed essential have been practicing those measures, you know, still looking to social distancing. You know, I see at times there's, you know, still two in per store at convenience stores, things like that, washing stations, hand sanitizing, constantly washing down commonly touched areas within your business. So again, you know, I know a lot of these businesses, and we're grateful for those businesses who have been already practicing those measures and have put those measures in place in order that we can do business healthy while still making sure we're keeping the priority of our members, their health and safety as the top priority. So again, you know, as we look to what that phased approach looks like, again, we know we want to do our best to be open and transparent, and we want to be able to have these conversations with our business people and with our business community. And again, you know, we have to be able to best advocate on their behalf, because as we know, it's been a huge impact, you know, not just here in terms of our economy, but, you know, what's happening in this country, what's happening across the globe. Again, you know, we're looking to, again, have it in a very methodical and strategic way. I think, you know, that is the most important piece. You know, there's been conversations around, even as well, we see from our health officials of the potential of a second wave, you know, and what that looks like. And, you know, we need to be able to also plan for that and to be inclusive into those phased approach as to, you know, what would happen in a sense of the second wave comes, and then what do we revert back to at that sense. So, you know, we need to be very open and transparent with our business communities, our community rather. And again, you know, I think for myself and for council, having these discussions, you know, we're working diligently daily, again, to make sure that we're laying out the best possible plan and that our phased approach is, again, going to be very strategic. And again, the timeline is going to be everything. The timeline and approach to what that looks like, again, it's going to be in conjunction with our emergency control group, obviously under, you know, public health and our health guidance and direction, and look to those phases on how we can best proceed in the most safest manner. So I just wanted to provide a quick update to, you know, to let our businesses know that, you know, we are working on their behalf, you know, that they're not forgotten about. We are diligently doing our best, and we want to be able to provide to the businesses that have been, you know, been losing and have lost revenues during this COVID-19 time. So again, you know, I'll provide a further update from our general finance meeting, which is this upcoming Tuesday. I believe we're having these radio shows every Friday.